I used to love going to work, and now I'm sick at the thought of it.
Today we have a special guest in our studio, musician, artist, traveler, researcher, explorer, Kevin Graves.
Oh wow, thank you welcome. So much. Thank you. I feel so welcome. That was just wonderful. Mm. You got me in a nutshell.
Let's start in the beginning. What brought you to Oroville?
Okay, I'm traveling. Mm-hmm. And I'm in Thailand, and I meet one of your ambassadors. I meet Dino Greer, Sergeant Dino Greer, I should tell you. And he's talking about this place, and I'm a person that's drawn to creativity, like through energy, mm-hmm. and I rely a lot on my feelings. So I debated on coming here for a long time. So I was like, should we go to India? We're in Thailand. I'm with my fiance too, and we're both thinking about this place. And, you know, we finally pulled the trigger. I've been here for 3.5 weeks now. Mm. And I'm blown away at the town and, you know, the fellowship here. And number one, I love the art, you know, the architecture, the way the layout is designed. It's impeccable. And I'm very impressed. And I'm a person that's like very hard to impress. I'm very meticulous.
Wait.
And the details.
The design, which is layout, where you saw the master plan?
I did see the master plan, yeah, which is inside the, like it's a museum, I don't know, of some sort.
Visitor center.
Yeah, I'm like, okay, there's all these signs, okay, like it's, I feel like I was in a museum, you know, you have all these relics and the dates.
But that is a future plan. I mean, we're not there yet, no?
Yeah, you're on the way. I wouldn't say this is you should be proud, you know, that you're here. Mm. I'm in this center, and I'm impressed with everything, you know, just from walking through the door, from looking outside, you know, the trees that you've planted, you know, you've been here 50 years. It's incredible, you know, the amount of work that it takes to get to where you are now. I say it again, you should be proud, you know, that you're here.
Yeah, it's a lot of dedication, lots of passion, lots of love and service.
Yeah.
You are an artist, yeah? I mean, you are a versatile artist. I think, as far as I've seen some of your works, you are also a fine artist, which means you are painting, you're expressing yourself through different mediums. You are a musician.
Yes.
You are composing. Yes. Describing yourself as a hip hop and rap artist, although
I like to say musician. You know, sometimes I say a vocalist, but I started with I was a poet. I'm a poet, and I know it. You know, I like to rhyme words. You know, and I like to write these stories, and it started like that. And then, you know, I'm in New York City, and you know, it's the birthplace of hip hop. You know, I can't escape it from my neighborhood. You know, if I turn on the television, or you know, if I'm going to school, you know, the kids listen to it, and you know, it's intoxicating, and I see someone that looks like me, and you know, and in the video they have all the money and they have all the girls, they have all the cars, and you know, of course it's like a moth to the flame. So naturally, I kind of I got into the music aspect of it. I studied a little bit of music, and you know, the first thing I did was I found a drummer, mm-hmm. and we just started practicing. Man, we weren't good at all at first, you know, and it was just it was a wonderful journey, you know. And I've gone through so many musicians, and you know, so many phases in my music and in my work, and I see the growth, and you know, my friends and my family see the growth, and my fans see the growth, mm-hmm. and I like that part of it, you know.
But you would describe it as a hip hop and rap, just because of, or let's say.
I'm definitely rapping, and I'm singing on some songs, you know.
You are reciting the poems, yeah. But the music, I was listening few of songs on your SoundCloud. Mm-hmm. Okay, there are some loops, but I wouldn't. Some of them are even going to psychedelic rock or something.
Yeah, some of them are going. They're not
classical or typical.
Yeah, it's not typical, you know. And I sometimes I say this in my songs. It's not what you're used to hearing, you know. Mm. And you know, when you start making music, a lot of people have a lot of things to say to you about how you should make your music. And, you know, one thing I did take away from is, you know, try and be different. And I love rock and roll. And I love the rock and roll lifestyle, and I wanted to incorporate that into my music. So, like I said, the first thing I did was I found a drummer. You know, I found a drummer, and then I found a guitar
You need the
player.
beat, no?
Yeah, well, and then we get it together.
But do you play any instruments?
I play piano a little bit, but you know, mostly if I'm producing music, you know, it's electronic, or you know, I've learned a sample, and then you know, like I said, it's key to have a band. If you have a band and we can just get in the studio and, you know, I can come in as a producer and, you know, give them my ideas and they're good enough to figure it out with me and we can make a recording in a day. You know, it's easy peasy now.
So these songs, while we were talking earlier, you were saying that you produce your songs, I mean that you record them and produce them by yourself. So you didn't work with loops?
Some loops, you know, there's some loops like there may be like a little background noise that I like in the loops, but you know, I just get a little I have a little MIDI keyboard and then I can just play a couple of notes and then I can make
Because
my own
nowadays
loops, yeah.
with laptop
Yeah,
and
laptop. Oh
Ableton or
my gosh,
something, you
anything, you
can do
know, like
anything without a band, no?
I read the sign almost every day. It says, "Be creative or die." So whatever device I have, technology is so advanced now. I can make songs on my phone. I can, you
Exactly.
know, I heard a quote recently. Some of the best songs have been, you know, recorded and written in hotel rooms nowadays. You know,
Or in at home in the garage or
yeah, no, home in
somewhere,
the garage, classic, or for
student
me,
room.
my mother's basement. You know, where I first started recording. You know, and I tried to soundproof a little closet. And you make it work with what you have, and that's art. One more time.
The painting, which part of expressing for you it's kind of more important, music, poetry, or painting, or something else?
Oh man, it's about the feeling, you know. When I first started painting, it was cartoons. Like I was doing like Daffy Duck, but I'll go outside and I'll do it on the garage. You know, like I would just it had to be big for me, and
Graffiti
not
or
even
murals.
graffiti. No, you know, I took paint. You know, like my dad had like a little, you know, shed closet and whatever paint that he used to touch up the house or you know in the backyard, whatever he was using. You know, I did it. I was painting Daffy Duck on the side of the garage, you know, and it came out pretty good. So they didn't say anything, you know. They were actually kind of proud, you know, and they enriched that talent in me. You know, I went to art school. Oh my gosh, my art teacher, he passed away today.
Oh, sorry.
I'm sorry to hear that. He was so young. He was the class of '92 of my high school, Xavier High School in New York, Renzo Ventura, and he was the first guy that I looked up to as an artist that said I had talent. And him teaching me for those 4 years in high school, I'll never, you know, forget it.
What is his name?
Renzo Ventrilo. He was an illustrator, and he was mostly known for doing comics back in New York.
Do you remember the point in your life when you figure out that you want to express your feelings?
The point in my life, oh man, because
Was that
the
painting and
life
duck?
was crazy. So
And duck
as you
on the
know,
garage?
we spoke before. So you know, I grew up in entertainment. So I was working, and I didn't even know that I was working. You know, I was a kid, and it was normal for me to, you know, memorize lines and then go to Manhattan and then, you know, go into a little room and then we're doing like this and then I'm telling you the lines and maybe you'll call me back and then we'll do it again and then okay, now there's all these people and now we're going to do it with the lights and okay, so this is life, you know. I didn't there was no difference than you know, from a kid coming home from school and then going to soccer, you know, like that was my after school. And to express myself, you know, for me, I guess maybe when I became a teenager, you know, I started to, you know, think differently. I wanted to play more sports. You know, I didn't want to do the acting as much. You know, I didn't want to, oh man, I just want to go play basketball. You know, like I'm telling my mother, and she's like, "No, come on, you keep doing it. You're good. Don't you want to do it?" You know how mothers get sometimes. And
Yeah, it's maybe projecting their dreams. I mean,
yeah,
parents,
maybe a
sometimes
little
we
bit,
do
yeah.
are doing those mistakes that we are projecting our dreams in
Yeah,
the children.
because I did find my mom's headshot. She didn't tell me that she was modeling before, and I found my mother's headshot, and I was like, oh, okay, I get it. So I get why, you know, like all of her kids are in the business, and you know, all of our friends are in the business. So it spread, and then it was something to do, to escape our reality that was, you know, like, you know, being poor. So yeah,
And
because
you're not
we
poor.
yeah, what's that?
I mean, there are some stigmas, you know, cliches, yeah, because you're Afro-American, you're supposed to be poor, but I know quite a lot of people who are actually not poor.
Mm-hmm.
So it's like, are you putting yourself in those
It's labels? We have ups and downs, because you don't know, and that's show business too. You know, you can be on TV, you can have the hit song too, and you just don't have any money in the bank because we didn't know how to spend it. And we didn't know how to to manage it, you know, the right way. So it didn't really work for us in the end. And it didn't work for a lot of people in the end. And, you know, that's why you see a lot of these child stars that, you know, they're just disheveled now because they were just mismanaged a lot of things in the beginning.
That's a hard one. I mean, it's a specific life. It's got lots of downsides.
Yeah.
I mean, okay, you're famous, this and you have a hard shot of the money, which can disappear as fast as it came.
Mm-hmm.
But what it is in for you?
For me, it was entertainment, you know, like either the end result, whether it be live, you know, because I'm a theater kid too. So like just being able to be in front of someone and see that, you know, they're getting pleasure from this, like, oh, I'm doing it, you know, and we practiced all these hours and now we're hitting it, we're hitting those notes, and you know, everyone is, you know, they're cheering, the crowd, you know, it's you do it for that, and it's, there's no other high like that, you know.
Okay, what about painting? I mean, painting, you didn't do it for to be famous.
This is a switch, because you don't do it because I don't want to be the face anymore. It's like I don't want to be, you know, known for this, known for that, known for this. So like painting, I can paint, and they don't even have to know that it's me, you know, and I can still express this without being judged, you know, as me. So I would do it. And I would do some pop-up shows, and, you know, I had some solo exhibitions out in L.A., and it was good to sell some art. That was the first thing. It was like, oh, am I good enough to sell it, first of all? But you can sell a painting, you know. And that's an accomplishment, and it was a good point in my life, too. I liked it there.
How do you feel when you paint?
How do I feel?
Yeah, because you are talking about emotions, and you are really clearly trying to express things through those different channels, and of course the music is ultimate.
Mm-hmm.
It's universal of the arts. But how do you feel when you paint?
I feel the first word that popped into my head is I feel very determined. When I start a painting, I'm the type of guy that likes to start something that finish whatever you start. So once I'm getting into something and I have this idea, it's like, how can I get this done? We talk about speed too, like, how can I get this done the fastest way, you know, can't cut corners, you know, this has to dry for this amount of time, and how can I get it? I'm determined, I'm perseverant is my word, I feel.
Okay. Yet, on the genre which you are choosing, at least those pieces I've seen, it's abstract.
Yes. Yeah, I like to do a lot of non-representational work. Mm. Oh my gosh, how did I start? Like I said, I started doing cartoons.
Mm.
Then I started studying Andy Warhol, and he did the boxes.
Pop art is something.
Yeah, I like the pop.
But it's also tackling the consumerism, especially American consumerism.
Yeah, he was doing a lot.
It had its moment in Europe, but it didn't have such a heavy ground as it had really on your home turf.
My encounter with it was just, I stumbled upon him in a book. You know, like, I didn't get to experience his pop art the way he wanted it to be seen. So I'm seeing it from, you know, a different perspective. I'm seeing it from a different dimension. So, like, I'm seeing this, and I'm getting inspired by this.
Mm.
And now I'm seeing I'm seeing Jean-Michel Basquiat, and I'm seeing his work now for the first time, and they're colliding, and then now I'm seeing Mark Rothko, and I'm seeing like his different techniques in painting, and I'm like, oh my God, there's so many things that we can do, like with paint, you know, with anything, you know, on a canvas, so, even if it's not even a canvas, so.
Anything can work, yeah.
Yeah, now the painting, you get excited too, you get determined, you get excited, oh my gosh, the possibilities.
But you don't have like, you know, when somebody starts to paint, mm-hmm. I mean, in many cases happen like that, you have an idea, yet it's never turned out the way you want it or the way the idea was. You catch yourself in the point that you are just a tool and something is conveyed through you.
You get channeled, you get the visions, you know, it's there. And then there's also an inner voice that tells you to just stop painting, like it's done, you know. And when you're dealing with non-representational, you know, abstract work, you know, sometimes you just you add more layers because, you know, something is telling you to do that. Mm. And, you know, I love this quote, honor thy mistake as a hidden intention. And, you know, just seeing where things go, you know, outside of yourself, mm-hmm. that's super cool to explore, especially in painting. In music, I can see if you're playing an instrument, you get an out of body experience. I've seen, you know, my buddies playing guitar, and it's not him playing anymore. He's out of his body, and the music is just coming. I don't know.
Then the artist become a channel. Yeah.
Yeah. Exactly. Yeah, you talk about being a channel.
In one religion, is also expressed that artists are half prophets. Yeah. If you're already getting to that state. Yeah.
Yeah.
Why are you traveling?
Oh man, as a kid, I always wanted to get out of New York City. Mm-hmm. So I wasn't maybe I'm 33 now, and I didn't get out of New York until I was 23. So I did high school in Manhattan. I went to university in Syracuse, upstate New York. So I'm still in New York. And, you know, all my friends are in Hollywood, and I'm like, I want to get to California. So I just took whatever I had, you know, like, which was like $80 at the time, and I packed up everything, and I told my mom, I'm like, hey, I'm moving to L.A., you know, I want to go make it in music, you know? And she was like, oh, God, what are you doing? Okay. She's like, okay. But, you know, luckily I had some friends and family out there, you know, and we had a suite set up. I started traveling then when I was 23. And it was L.A., and I did a little bit of, you know, the West Coast, a little bit of Mexico, Dominican Republic, and, you know, as years late, Thailand. Thailand has been, you know, the biggest drop point for me, I would say, you know, between Bangkok and Koh Phangan.
How come you chose East?
You wouldn't believe me if I told you. I took a leap of faith.
Leap of faith in what?
I told you, I go with my feelings. So this was a huge feeling. Something was like telling me that I needed to move. Mm-hmm. Like where you are now, you could do better. You know, like you can see something more that'll make your, you know, it'll make your art better, it'll make your music better, make your writing better. It'll make everything better, you know, because you're not 100% right now. So it got to the point where I just looked at a map. And I took a trip to Hong Kong. I didn't like Hong Kong. I went from one big city to another big city, and I looked at a map and I looked at the next name that I knew, which was Bangkok. And I flew to Bangkok, spent 2 weeks there, and then I learned about the islands and the southern Gulf, Koh Phangan, and it blew me away. The entire island is made of crystal, so it's like there's an energy force there too. What's that?
Which island? Thailand?
Koh Phangan.
Koh Phangan.
Yeah, it's entirely quartz. Like the whole island. It's incredible.
Does it resonate?
What's that?
Does it resonate?
It brings a lot of people there.
Can you feel the vibration or resonation or
can
something?
Can you feel the vibration? I want to say yes, because I feel when I get drawn closer to the coast, I feel happy. And I can be I've done the trip so many times. I could be sleeping, and I'm on the boat, you know, and the boat is rocky, and then I feel calmness, happiness take over my body, and I can't get enough of it. I love it there. It's beautiful. It's beaches on beaches on beaches, and you know the weather is beautiful, and the wildlife, everything. I can't get enough.
And now your last stop is Thailand. I think you settled down there somehow.
Yes, I settled down in L.A. for 8 years, and now I'm settled down in Thailand for 2.5 years now. Oh my gosh, the time is flying.
That's quite some time.
Yes.
How that does feel?
Well, it's different. You know, I look like I do, And it's strange at first, just getting stared at, just because of who you are. It's almost like a celebrity, it has that feeling of it, it's like they're staring at me, but is it for the right reason? I don't know, but it's okay, I smile and I welcome it. It's something new, and I have something to give to you too, so
So
why
you're
not?
trying to tell me on Thailand there's no Africans or Afro-Americans?
Not a lot where I am.
Mm-hmm. So
It's
you're king of the region.
in some way, shape, or form, yeah, we're all kings and in queens, yes.
Hot. Hot. One more time. Hot.
What about spirituality? You ever, I mean, are you searching for something? I mean, you are traveling, you are searching for something, but on. Could you
Okay.
maybe define or
Yeah,
share
sure.
the story with us?
I'm looking for my inner peace. Walking around here to the word of the day is meditation, and oneness with oneself. And I'm getting there. I'm getting closer. And I'm not stopping learning. If that makes sense to you, I have to see more. I have to experience more. Just coming from I came from a closed place, and just taking leaps of faith, every day, of somewhere that I'm not comfortable with. It grows me, it grows my art, it grows my perspective, and even the friendships, the relationships, they've grown so much, and my character, I have so much to grow, and traveling, I feel, is the best way to do that too.
Power, yeah. You're changing all the time.
Mm-hmm.
What about the culture? We see American culture as a really consumerism and
Yeah.
hardcore capitalism,
Oh man.
and how does people react on that?
Oh man, there's a switch because what's the number one question I get asked? How are you doing this? Because the consumers, and it's like, how are we paying for it? How are we selling it? They want to know about the money, and we're now promoting this entertainment lifestyle where you can learn how to do this, how you can travel, and how you can be a successful artist in your own light, and take something back to give to someone else. It's almost like paying it forward, and that's what we're doing.
Through the slavery and everything, what was happening with the culture of your people,
Yeah.
so to speak, yeah? The spiritual part was always really present and really strong, and that's what kept you afloat and kept you going. Not to give up, yeah?
Yeah. You
Yet,
hear it in the
like
music, yeah.
that you're talking about the entertainment, you're actually falling in the trap of really hardcore consumerism.
Because it's not always about,
Successfulness.
it's not always about just that, because okay, we want to do entertainment, but we also we want to do fashion. And we want to make clothes, and we want to feed the people. We were into the culinary arts too. So it's like, it's hosting in a way. It's being homely, and that's the best way to entertain. Just having someone over in your house.
Sure. I
Mm.
mean, it
Yeah.
starts with the food, no?
Yeah, it's that's what the food. No, we
Every
love the food.
culture
Oh
starts
my
with the
gosh,
food.
yeah.
I mean, how do you see racism in states, or if you compare, the treatment in states and then how people treat you in Thailand or how people treat you in India? Because the racism is everywhere, yeah?
Yeah, racism,
It's based
it's
on
everywhere. You
fear
want to
of
know.
something you don't know, something looks different than you.
Yeah. Big. It's been from oh my gosh, one extreme to another, I felt the the biggest pull of it in certain parts of America. I felt some in Southeast Asia and Thailand. I've seen it, it comes across, to me. Someone's looking to do some harm. Someone's looking to do a bad thing, and I see a lot less of it now where I am. And we're on a little island in the Gulf of Thailand, so it's not so much hatred. It's more curiosity. I can welcome that. If you're curious, all right, to a certain degree, all right, this is what you're getting. This is what it is. This is who I am. They're not looking at me like I don't like you just because you're that. I'm not getting a lot of that now.
That feels much better, no? I mean,
it feels a lot better, yeah.
Also, for you, it's like if you see something different, you would look at it, no?
Yeah. It's like the train wreck, you know. You see something, it's different, it's interesting. Mm-hmm. Yeah, you take a look. Okay, do I want to see some more? Okay, this is enough. Okay, I keep them open.
That's not an easy topic, you know. We are in the place where we are supposed to practice in human unity.
Yeah.
And yet,
where do you want to see it? You know, you want to see it. We want to see it erased. We don't want it to exist, really. So it's hard sometimes not to entertain it, because they'll push your buttons. They'll push my buttons, and you know they'll try and get some hate out of it too, and you have to extinguish it with peace and love, always.
That's one thing, and you were talking about oneness before.
Yes.
And since we are in Oracle, Sri Aurobindo also wrote that human unity is possible only on the soul level, which means that we acknowledge that we are one, but we are not there yet.
Yeah, exactly. But we're on the way, so which is really cool, you know. And like I'm talking about things about growth and you know and seeing progress, and I see that here, and you know it's good to be around.
At least it's awareness, no?
Yes.
At least you're aware that you should approach it a little bit different than just like with the hatred. Yeah, you are black and I don't like you because whatever.
Yeah, come on now.
I'm not black, yeah. So it's
the racism
exists from both sides. You know, I mean like anywhere you go, if you are different than the people, of course you get something, but. Due to the history, I think the racism in America is really particular, isn't it?
Sure. Like I said, in certain parts. And in certain parts of America, they're kind of conditioned to live like it's almost a lifestyle. And
a lifestyle to be a racist?
Yeah, sure. Yeah.
How that can be a lifestyle?
Just the way they're brought up, you know. They see
They
see what their parents are doing. You know, they're saying what their parents are doing. And, you know, they're coming from, you know, different lineages that, you know, oppress people. And that's they're making more people that oppress people.
Yeah, there was an experiment and they figured out that children, they are not racist. I mean, they don't see the difference because they see another human being, yeah?
Yeah.
So it's a cultural thing, which how somebody's brought up.
Yeah. There's something being passed down. Like, you're not just... Like you said, as a baby, you're not seeing this. You're not going into the world like, hey, I hate that, I hate that. You're being conditioned to hate someone.
Mm. So as a human race, where we are, we are still really far, no?
Oh, yeah, we're so far. It's okay.
What you know about learning your lesson? What you heard about my methods?
Slave.
You'll be gone in a second.
Slave.
You'll be gone in a second.
Slave.
Okay, let's go to some more comfortable more nicer topics.
Yes.
Are you planning to perform here in Oregon?
But yes, I'm looking to perform, whether it be like an open mic or you know somewhere I can do something unplugged, because I love doing poetry, and you know it seems like there's a whole lot of ears that would like to listen.
Cool. What about paint? Are you having some of your fine art?
Oh my gosh, I get the bug. I get the bug all the time. So I get the bug when I see a blank canvas and I saw a blank. I said, "Oh boy," you know, I get the itch. And it's so crazy focusing on music, and it's like I focus on music, and then I'm dilly dallying over here trying to do some art. As an artist, I'm trying to stay focused, which is a really tough thing, you know, especially if you're branching out and you're spreading yourself into different pockets, so to speak.
You don't walk around with your art, so you cannot really display it, no? That would be another intentional work, probably.
Oh, so to speak, yeah, I would say that, yeah.
What is to you here in Orville, like, the striking, you know, the... something that stick out of the other cities you've seen on the planet?
Ooh, okay, so first we're in India, so other cities out of the planet, there's no cows on the road. that's one that sticks out. I like the use of solar technology here.
Mm-hmm.
I think that's fantastic. And... what else is sticking out? the traffic is different. You know, I'm used to the hustle and bustle of the huge city, the hugest cities, you know, and that's not present. And I like the peace, the calmness. I look up and I can see the stars, and clearly there's not a lot of light pollution, so I love it here too. That brings good vibrations to me too.
Thailand doesn't have stars?
Oh, we see the stars, but it's lit up in Thailand, man. Where we are?
It is?
Yeah, baby. Okay.
What do you want to do out of your life?
Out of my life?
Hmm.
I don't know. What do you mean by outside of my life? Like,
you're talking about the stars, and you actually... Mm. Okay, you said you would like to find also the inner peace and stuff like that. I'm sure that you have an idea where you want to go.
I do have an idea, and it's many places. So and in order for me to do that, I know I have to lay down a lot of groundwork for my disciplines. And focus on those make me happy, like when I'm painting, when I'm making music, from acting, doing a play. That gives me the most joy, and to be masters of those, that's what I'm striving for. That's what I want.
The Thailand, how did help you in that way?
Time, less distractions, for sure, and I like my backdrop there. I'm a jungle boy, I'm on a scooter, and I'm going to beach, going to parties, hearing different, music from around the world, and I can feel influencing, my character, and the way I'm approaching my different mediums. I'm working with straying away from canvas now, and I'm working on wood, or I'm working with different samples now, but now I'm playing more instruments. So it's cool, just to have that go into something what I'm considering to be my legacy, that this is what I'm going to leave behind, my music, my art, it's going to surpass me, and this is what I'm going to be remembered by.
Cool, you're talking about the legacy. Do you remember where you're coming from?
Do I remember where I'm coming from? I remember where I'm coming from, yes. I'm a poet, prophet, prophetic sometimes, so do I remember where I come from? So I remember, this shell, and everything else I take with as a grain of salt. Sometimes it's cool, sometimes it's scary, and sometimes it's just surprising. It's cool.
Okay. As a humanity, are we heading somewhere, or are we just gonna kill each other?
We're heading somewhere. It's in our history. We kill each other a lot. I hope we figure out different ways now. We have great tools on our side now. We have technology. Let's do something better.
Are you religious or spiritual, or what would you say? What is your?
I studied a lot of religions. I went to a Jesuit high school for 4 years. So Catholicism was it was great school, so I got a great education there, And I wasn't very religious, My father went to church, my mother didn't go as much. Like it was more my dad. He was more of like the church going guy, like old school from the South, black guy, And I was curious. I'm always curious about it. And the Jesuits, they gave me like an openness to ask more questions that I was doubtful about. So I studied that. And I studied Islam for a year. I'm just looking at different things. I'm looking at Scientology, just going into things, just to see what they're about. And I wouldn't say I'm a religious man. I believe in being spiritual. I'll leave it at that.
Okay. And the Thailand is something else, no?
Thailand has a whole lot of spirit, baby. The religious side, I don't see it as much in Thailand. It's not in your face. We'll see the Islam, we'll see the Muslims, but but everything else is not really in your face. Yeah, they do have temples, but it's not in your face. It's magnificent beauty that you get to see in, and it's part of the culture, but it's not in your face. Like I don't feel like I'm in a religious state of mind.
You think it's being spoiled because of too many tourists and commercialism?
It could be where I am. There's a lot of tourists coming in where I am.
That's not always good, no?
Yeah. that's the American side of me saying capitalism. Yeah, we love it.
Why?
Because we like money sometimes. Yeah, sometimes.
Sometimes I have a feeling that you guys have been all brainwashed by that, no? That you're supposed to love the money. Money is just a mean to substitute something that is like...
Yeah, we know. That's why we're here. We're growing, you know?
So what's next? Kevin is going to share with us his music in the next piece, hopefully.
Yeah, we're going to hear some music. Days. Yeah, this is what we love.
So for today, we're just going to say good night and thank you.
Thank you very much. Mm. It was great being here.
Nobody, no favors. I'm one of a kind, and my kind is endangered. You look in my eyes, feel like your life's endangered. I want a slice of the pie with one flavor, paper. I'm blue fire, they desire no skater, paper. Suicide, no time, I'll explain it later. Only got one try, so I'ma make it hater.